The Orange Ribbon campaign was inspired by the Facebook page of Saranac Lake Mayor Clyde Rabideau. He created an icon variation of the ubiquitous cause ribbon. This one is orange, with the words, "I stand by Steve," written across the image. Steve refers to Steve Resette, the now former superintendent of the Clinton Correctional Prison in Dannemora. He was among a dozen people suspended Tuesday from their jobs at the prison. Retired corrections officer Rick Gagne is spearheading an effort to place orange ribbons in communities and across rural roads in the North Country.
It's important. It's showing these guys that we support them no matter what happens. We know that they've got clean records, work records. You know, Steve had 37 years, never had an issue. Always did his job, security-minded. He's a very likable guy. He's professional. He's fair. He's consistent. The orange ribbon is just to show the support for the fellows that are getting locked out. It just doesn't seem fair.
Gagne is among many who feel those forced out are scapegoats and Albany should redirect blame.
What happens nowadays, your superintendent does not have, let's say, any power to run his prison anymore. They all have to call Albany and get permission out of Albany, such as when they had the fight in the yard, he wanted to close it down. This was 2 weeks before the escape, and he was denied because it would cost too much money to close the whole facility down and frisk everybody's cell. If that would have been done, those holes in the wall would have definitely been seen. So my whole thing is, it's the Commissioner of Corrections and Governor Cuomo's administration that makes these decisions.
Assemblywoman Janet Dupree sees the orange ribbons as she attends meetings across the region. She says she's livid over how the Department of Corrections is handling the aftermath of the escape. She calls the orange ribbons a wonderful show of respect for former Superintendent Steve Resette.
He is being placed in administrative leave. Is a question of politics playing to the national media. Terribly unfair and, I believe, unprecedented and unacceptable. That having been said, I will clearly work with the new administration as it comes in, because Steve Resette would not want me or any of the fantastic staff at Clinton Correctional Facility to do anything other than to move on and do the jobs well. I have driven by some of the ribbons as I've been on the road today, and they will be at my house on my tree.
On Wednesday, the Department of Corrections named Michael Kirkpatrick the new superintendent of the Clinton Correctional Facility. New security protocols were also imposed at the maximum security prison in Dannemora. They include increased cell searches, required and unpredictable bed checks, staffing and supervision changes, and installation of new security technology in tunnels and heartbeat detection monitors at vehicle screening locations. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.